You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates, and it is Tuesday, January 19th. Joining me in studio this morning, Mark Hoffman. He's the executive director of the LCMS Mission Advancement here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in studio this morning, this Tuesday. It's chilly Tuesday morning.
Cold. Did you bring your snow shovel?
I did not, but that reminds me, it is that time of year I need to put that foldable shovel in the back of the car, because I think we're getting some snow this afternoon, actually.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, but we're not here to talk about snow. We're here to talk about a number of more interesting and happier thoughts. I mean, snow is happy for some people, but I don't enjoy it all that much. I don't know about you. The work of Mission Advancement, what is the work of Mission Advancement before we get to the project catalog?
I like to say that what we're about is the work of connecting God's people to various opportunities for sharing the gospel with others. Here in the U.S. and around the world, we also have an opportunity to connect people with life together work, such as preparing pastors through the Joint Seminary Fund, but really helping people who want to share the gospel do that through their charitable giving.
What are the ways, the numerous ways or places where the gospel is proclaimed that we have the opportunity to support, to be a part of?
There are places that I can talk about: Ghana, Papua New Guinea. We just sent two national missionaries, one to Brownsville, Texas, and one, I believe, in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there are some places where we're doing work where we can't talk about it because it puts the workers or those they are working with at risk. And, even places where KFUO works, where mm-hmm. we really can't say that people in those countries are listening on the internet to KFUO because it's puts their life in jeopardy. So all over the world, and right here in our own backyard.
So all over the world. In the past, how did we, members of the congregations of the LCMS, find out about those projects that were going on, the ways that the gospel is being proclaimed and how to support them?
If I go back to my grandfather as a missionary in South America in 1935, the people that he wrote to, they would get news of what they were doing in South America through letters and postcards.
Mm-hmm.
He kept diaries. We found out later what he was doing there through some of the diaries and journals that he kept. But largely it was print, unless you had an opportunity to sit and hear a pastor mm-hmm. or a missionary or someone speak about it. And that still goes on somewhat today.
Sure. Missionaries, before they go out, before they're sent out, they spend some time gathering support. Maybe they come home for furlough for a little while and spend time sharing what's happening in their mission work.
Sure.
with folks back here in the United States. The project catalog.
Yeah.
I love this. Where did the idea for this begin?
I got beat over the head with this about 4 years ago. I had people on my staff saying, I need information about projects. We have people who want to know about projects. And we started that in early 2012, trying to understand how to capture and present information on a whole lot of work that's happening in a lot of different places. And it's been a real slugfest to get this project catalog put together and up. And I was so happy the day that it went live. Not that it was perfect. I've said publicly this isn't going to be perfect right out of the gate, but to see that thing up and to understand that at least we had the tool mm-hmm. to present that information, that really just set my heart alight.
What does the project catalog do for, the average person like me, a member of a congregation who wants to know what's going on?
It isn't perfect, but what the project catalog does is it very succinctly presents information on work that's happening primarily right now in our Office of International Mission. And so what we're talking about is a place on the Synod's website where a person can go and say, I know we have missionaries and I know we have various ministries, but I want to know what work is being done. And so if a person starts on the Synod's website, lcms.org, and they click on the Make a Gift button, that takes them to a landing page that's almost like a restaurant menu. And what you'll see at the top are sort of scrolling tiles for the big things. Our mercy tile. Right now, the disaster response tile is up because of the flooding and the tornadoes and the response that's happening there. But you scroll down a little farther, and what you'll see is a missionary catalog. I can see who the Synod's missionaries are, mm-hmm. almost all of them, the ones that we can talk about. And then I also see the ministries catalog, and that's where you'll find great organizations, great ministries like KFUO, Disaster Response, Life Ministry. But what was missing was this project directory or project catalog. So if you click on that, what you'll see are listings for the various projects mm-hmm. that our missionaries and our international workers and eventually even our national workers will be conducting in the field. And so it begins to paint a picture of how the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as the body of Christ is reaching out with the gospel in word and deed around the world. So it's on your terms as a visitor. You can go there 24/7. You can peruse at your heart's content and not really do anything. But the flip side of that is for my team, this becomes almost a library. As we're working with people and they say, hey, I have a passion for what we're doing in Asia. Tell me some things. Well, it's a very quick reference for them to find information mm-hmm. because they cannot be subject matter experts on everything the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod does. They just can't memorize it all. So it's a wonderful tool for people in the church. It's going to become a great tool for us in our work with God's people.
So let's take a look at one just for an example. Is there any particular one you want me to zoom in on to look at today? There are some.
Well, I can tell you that one of the first ones that we had funded was a motorcycles one.
Okay, I'll go that one.
Which, you know, I saw that on the list when we first got the list of projects. I saw motorcycles. What in the world? And bang, that was the very first one that someone picked up fully with a gift. So motorcycle, I forget where it is. It's motorcycles in
Tanzania.
Now there's another one in there too. I didn't know that. I searched motorcycles and I found out that there were two motorcycle projects. But if you start, let's see, I'm going to look here on my little tablet. If you say motorcycles for pastors in Tanzania, and you look at that entry, well, it tells you some information. First of all, right now it says this is fully funded. And when it's fully funded, we actually take down the option of making an online gift so that we don't inadvertently overfund mm-hmm. something. It tells you that this is a resources project. So you'll see different kinds of projects. If you look, for example, at training lay leaders in Uganda, it's a training program. That's mm-hmm. the type of project that it is. It will tell you who's responsible for spending the money. And in the case of that motorcycles project, it was actually the bishop of the partner church there, Jesse Ongawi. We've also added, and I have to thank my friend Gary Teese up at Mission Central in Iowa, he recommended that we actually put the account number for that project. So you'll see the specific account number that's distinct and unique for every project. And that's the way of saying, hey, look, we don't commingle funds. You give mm-hmm. to that project, that's where it's going to go. Then you get into a description. There's a little donut down below that'll tell you, are we close to funding it, or are we still looking to find partners for that, or can you make a difference in that area?
I love infographics or anything that explains something in a visual way, and I love this. Yeah,
yeah.
The little circle, the one that shows funded 100%. And you look at some of the others, funded, you know, 87%, Christ Care for Children Kenya. That's a mercy and human care project.
Correct.
It's funded 87%. To me, that's an encouragement to see that, okay, well, it just needs a little more. You know, as you look through the projects, how can we knock out and finish funding another project?
Sure.
I think that's encouraging.
Yeah. Some of them will display what the goal is and how much we've raised. Others won't. And The reason for that is there are some parts of the world where if we put up dollar amounts, it becomes problematic for the people in that country, or it becomes problematic for our partner churches. Sin is rampant. There gets to be a little coveting at times. Why is Synod spending that much money on a different country and not my country? And so we have to be judicious about what information we make available on the internet. But we put up the things there that, that someone can sort through. They can say, I'm interested in Africa or Asia, or I'm interested in mercy work, or I'm interested in theological education. And they can narrow that down to find something that they can really champion with their charitable giving, whether all at one time, they can just do the whole project, or as part of a community of people who care about the very same thing.
This is really neat. I'm sure, as you said, a lot of work went into this over 4 years preparing this. But what a neat resource this is to help us understand what's going on in these projects, in this work, this mission work and mercy work, support and education for our partner churches around the world. This is really neat.
Yeah, and there are still some weaknesses in it. It's we're going to find out what we did well and what we need to improve on as we move along. One of the things I'll point out is, too, is just like for some, you'll see financial information, the goals and the amount received, and others you won't. This catalog doesn't display everything that we're doing.
Sure.
So right now, if I look down at the bottom, I can see that we have 38 projects sort of listed in the catalog. There are over 400 projects, distinct projects that our international mission team are doing, and that's not counting the things that national mission is doing. So we said, well, can we put 400 projects up on there? And the research says, no, you can't. That begins to overwhelm the site visitor. So we're starting. We'll keep some funded ones up there. We'll take them a little down a little while, a few months from now or a few weeks from now, and then we'll load up a new one and kind of cycle them through. And we'll work along the way to make this something that's really helpful for the church at large, groups, individuals, congregations who want to do something special and specific.
This is really neat, just looking through all the projects that that are started that really are, you know, are not funded yet. They're at 0%, but they have a goal. And this gives us an opportunity to learn about what is the purpose of this project? Who is it reaching? How are we going about it? It really does share, I think, in my opinion, quite a bit of information to really help me fully understand what the project is about, or at least to spark enough interest for me to go research and find more about it.
Yeah, and I have to give great commendation to some folks down in LCMS Communications who have just a brilliant mind when it comes to these kinds of things. When I saw this go live, and for example, I'll pick, let me pick a one that's got a link here. If I go to this, there's one here, Developing Mission Relationships in East Africa. And the project director for that, the person who controls the funds and spends them, is Reverend Shawn Trump. And I see that he's listed as the project director. If I click on his name, I can actually jump over into the missionary catalog and I can learn about Shawn Trump. Who is this guy? How long has he been in Africa? What is he responsible for in Africa in terms of his role?
Sure, you see his bio, a picture of him and his family.
Yeah,
all that right there.
And it was those kind of subtle connections that LCMS Communications and also my team member Brad Wood were able to pull together and make this just a fun place to go and visit and see how God is sharing the good news around the world.
There are some other functions on this catalog that are handy. You can sort by region, or you can sort by how it's funded, like starting with those who are fully funded to those who are least funded. That's pretty neat. Or you can sort by what is the goal, what are they trying to reach, you know, financially overall. Man.
And then on the,
well done.
If you look on the far right of that search box, that the filter box, you'll see that there are two little graphics. One says list and the other one says grid. So if depending on how you want to see the information.
Oh, that's cool.
You can grid it into, I think, 9 on a page, three across, three down, or you can list them where there's a little more information displayed. So we're trying to find a way that the page can be configured that's most helpful for the visitor to the page. And I've asked in a couple places, I'll ask here, if listeners are on this and they see something that that they think can be improved, by all means, let our department know. They can call our toll-free number. They can send an email to mission.advancement@lcms.org. But I really would like to have some feedback from the church on what's working and what's not.
Well, I guess we need to share with our listeners how to find the project catalog.
Sure.
I just realized that I've been looking at it and I haven't told anybody how to find it.
To find it, you just go to the Synod's main page, lcms.org. And on that page, you'll see at the top a blue banner. And in the middle of that blue banner, it says Make a Gift. Click on Make a Gift. And then you're on Mission Advancement's page, which is the menu of all the various things we do. And then you scroll down just a little bit, and it's right in the center of the second row of three. So you'll see
missionaries,
mission projects, and ministries. And you just click on View Catalog, and that'll get you into the catalog.
Well, look at that.
Now, the shortcut is lcms.org/projects, plural, and then the pound sign. But the easiest way is just to go to lcms.org.
Projects, pound sign. Look at that. Oh, or project catalog.
Project catalog.
Pound sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very handy. Thanks so much, Mark, for taking time to share this with us. And we'll try to provide a link to it as well with today's program. Yeah. I'll put that on the notes. So hopefully.
And thanks for asking. This has been a real honor to be with you today, Andy.
Well, always. Anytime you have something new and handy like this, helpful like this, by all means, share it with us. We're glad to share it with our listeners. It's always great to talk with you, Mark. Keep up the good work. And thanks to your team and the folks in LCMS Communication for making this project catalog happen. I appreciate it. God's blessings on your day, Mark.
Thanks.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Bill Liebman from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Barnhart, Missouri. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.